Your Excellency. Ah, Prince, said Timokhin in a trembling voice, having run up and looked down at the stretcher. Prince Andrei opened his eyes and looked up at the speaker from the depths of the stretcher into which his head was sunk, and his eyelids drooped again. The militiamen carried Prince Andrei to a dressing station near a wood. The dressing station consisted of three tents with their flaps tied back, which had been pitched at the edge of a birch wood. The horses in Berlin stood among the trees. The horses were feeding, and sparrows flew down to pick up the grains that fell from their feed bags. The crows, scenting blood, were flying about in the trees, cawing clamorously. Over an area of more than five versts around the tents, blood-stained men, variously attired, stood, sat, or lay. Crowds of stretcher-bearers, whom the officers maintaining order tried in vain to disperse, stood about, dolefully gazing at them. Paying no heed to the officers, these men leaned on their stretchers, staring intently before them, as if trying to grasp the perplexing significance of the spectacle they were witnessing. From the tents came loud, frantic cries mingled with plaintive moans. At intervals, a doctor's assistant ran out for water or to point out those who were to be brought in next. The wounded men, awaiting their turn outside the tents, cried out in raucous voices, groaned, wept, screamed, swore, begged for vodka. Some were delirious. Prince Andrei's bearers, stepping over the wounded who had not yet been attended to, carried him as a regimental commander close to one of the tents, where they stopped and waited for instructions. Prince Andrei opened his eyes, but for a long time was unable to make out what was going on around him. He remembered the meadow, the clump of wormwood, the plowed field, the whirling black ball, and his sudden passionate surge of love for life. A couple of paces from him, leaning on the branch of a tree and attracting general attention with his loud talk, stood a tall, handsome, black-haired non-commissioned officer with a bandaged head. He had bullet wounds in both his head and his leg. A crowd of wounded men and stretcher-bearers were gathered around him, eagerly listening to what he said. We battered away at him till he chucked everything. We caught the king himself, he said, looking about with black eyes that glittered feverishly. If only the reserves had come up just then, believe me, lads, there wouldn't have been nothing left of him. Like all the others near the speaker, Prince Andrei looked at him with shining eyes, feeling a sense of comfort. But isn't it all the same now, he thought. And what will it be like there? And what has it been here? Why was I so reluctant to relinquish life? There was something about this life that I did not and do not now understand.
You've been listening to the 13th three-hour reading of Leo Tolstoy's classic novel, War and Peace, on Bob Fass's Radio Unnameable, right here on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Thanks for listening.
Whether you get up early on Saturday morning or stay up late on Friday night, we have good news for you.
Back of the Book, the only radio program that has endorsed hell, will be there for you every Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
Regular listeners will no longer have to figure out which Saturday morning is the alternate one. Back of the Book, every Saturday morning at 5, only here on WBAI New York.
Stand by, please.
What a beautiful morning. Turn on the radio and let's have some music.
First flew in 1903. And on the moon by 1969. Life passes in a blink of an eye.
There's no harm in giving it a try.
1, 2. this stuff off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It takes cheerful resignation, heart and humility. Cheerful person told me nobody's harder on me than me. How could they be? And nobody's harder on you than you. It's his blue. You know I'd help her out if I only could. Oh, but sometimes the light can be so hard to find. At least the moon at the window he's left that behind. People don't taste it and toss it. Turn it off and on like a bathtub faucet. Sometimes the light can be so hard to find.
Moon behind the vine. twilight, I can hear the humming of a melancholy coon. All the memories that still linger, I thank you, Mr. Moon. And although I've never smiled, winter, summer, autumn too, now here's one tune to remind me why I feel so blue. Tubas in the moonlight, playing for me all night, tell me what I want to hear. Am I only dreaming? Am I only scheming? Stars above me shining brightly. Why can't she be sitting here beside me? Tubas in the moonlight, will be my loved one home.
There's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone messing.
As the first rank of the unnumbered and innumerable Apollo team. Flight controllers man the consoles. They watch a continuing readout of every system in the capsule, three shifts around the clock. All flight controllers speak to the astronauts through one voice, the capsule communicator of each shift.
Come a little bit closer. Hear what I have to say. Like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go out and feel the light. The light. The music's playing. Let's go out and feel the night. The night. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. I'm still in love with you. All this heart.
Control. That's Coast from Gone Gone Beyond and Moon Tricks featuring The Human Experience. Bebel Gilberto with a Portuguese version of Neil Young's Harvest Moon. Man on the Moon from REM. Tubas in the Moonlight from the Bonzo Doodah Dog Band. A Moonlight Serenade from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And we heard from Joni Mitchell featuring Neil Armstrong, Moon at the Window. So happy to hear about Joni performing at the latest Newport Folk Festival. Moon River from Frank Ocean. And we opened up with Be Ba Doobie and Beatopia Cult Song with Solar System by Super
organism. All mixed up, Peter Beauchamp. Glad you could join us on this trip to the moon. Here's Brian Wilson.
Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim. The air is cold with kisses oh so sweet. I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from your head to your feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love and above, there's a crazy gold balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come. Thank you.
Dark so you could hardly see, 'cause the moon refused to shine. There's a couple sitting 'neath the willow tree for love, they pine. Little Mary was kind of afraid of dark, so she said, I think I'll go. The boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe. Woe, shine on, shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June, and July. Snow time, ain't no time to stay. Our doors and spoons shine on.
room for me, my girl. You could hardly see, 'cause the moon refused to shine. And there's a couple sitting neath the willow tree for love, they pine. Little man was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I think I'll go. They've all began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe.
Sitting on the fence, all by yourself in the moonlight. Love's a farce, sitting on the grass, all by yourself in the moonlight. La-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la. There ain't no fun, sitting on your arm, all by yourself in the moonlight. La-la-la-la-la.
I wasn't expecting this. It's caught me by surprise. Excuse me. I say hello. Hello, you over there. I demand to see the master. This is an outrage. I say, excuse me. I say, hello.
just like they said, well, the other day, well, I mean, they can't do this in a field all the time. I mean, hey, what are you here? Get the fuel out. Go on, back to your own country. Go on. Well, we never did this. It never seems like this on radio. Hello, where are we? Here. We seem to have ended up in New York somehow. I don't know quite how that happened, but, oh, dear. Look out, Doris, look out, there's an ambulance. Look out, it's one of them terrible New York policemen. Ah.
Well, back in the sanity of Blighty, we'll get on with the next object, please.
And for Joyce Solo, black plastic with a hole in the middle. Black plastic with a hole in the middle.
Van Beethoven and the story of the day Lassie went to the moon. All by yourself in the moonlight from Roger Ruskin Spear, Shine On Harvest Moon from Leon Redbone, The Cowboy Junkies with Blue Moon Revisited, a song for Elvis, Blue Moon from Harpo Marx and the soundtrack of At the Circus. We went on a moonlight swim with Elvis Presley, Billie Holiday featuring Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, and we opened up with Brian Wilson featuring Mark Isham, Half Moon Bay. All mixed up, Peter Bojan, glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to. WBAI in New York City. Become a BAI buddy. Go to the WBAI.org website. Become a BAI buddy and say WBAI means a lot and All Mixed Up is my favorite show. You can write to me at mixedup@pipeline.com or check out the playlist at mixedup.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The management of this drive-in theater is happy to announce you can enjoy your favorite form of movie entertainment regardless of rain. Don't sizzle in a drizzle. Get yourself a Drizzle Guard and enjoy the show. Drizzle Guards are on sale now at the concession center.
And now, on with the show.
Meet Commander Cody, Sky Marshal of the Universe. He's the new screen sensation everybody's cheering in Republic serial thriller,
Monsters, under the direction of Retting, ruthless dictator of the moon, scheme to invade the Earth.
And have your ray gun set up ready to blast them. This time you must not fail.
Yes, Your Excellency.
The nations of the world appeal to Commando Cody, Sky Marshal of the Universe.
By the time you hear this, it will be too late. By the time you hear this, I'll be far away. Moving out at the break of dawn. Moving out past the guns and on. All of those times that I missed you, but you weren't missing me. You called it self-improvement.
so sweet, but honey, they don't know who I used to be. I wanna be the underdog, up against the wind, shooting at the moon, knowing if I bring it down, it'll rise again. I wanna be the underdog, up against the wind, shooting at the moon, knowing if I bring it down, then it'll rise
Yeah.
bowels of hell. A transformed race of walking dead. Zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever. Bela Lugosi, the seductive vampira, and Boris Johnson as the walking dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No! No! Stop it, Dad!
I can't get it, it's jammed!
Grab him, you fool!
Bullets bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ship. What earthly power can stop this terror? For a glimpse of things to come, see this blast of screen suspense, for it could be happening right now.
Just like that, I tried to write a novel, but I didn't know where to begin. So I lay down in the grass, trying to feel the world turn. Born as this girl in a rainstorm, the real world more free. All that's left is pain and sorrow.
Alligator, I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm the Space Invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just smoking like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up my brain for the world.
That's the Rolling Stones on a Moonlight Mile. Moon Age Daydreams from David Bowie featuring Sally Ride. Prince with Moonbeam Levels. We heard about Plan 9 from Outer Space. Shovels and Ropes and Shaky Graves took us to an unknown legend. Shooting at the Moon from Mario Buckley. Creedence Clearwater Revival with the classic Bad Moon Rising. Moonbeam Rays from They Might Be Giants. And we opened up with Radar Man from the Moon, or Radar Men from the Moon. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to, including a look back at August 6th, 1945.
It is intelligence which is the ability to learn from experience, to plan ahead. It includes the capacity to give up immediate temporary benefits for permanent ones.
So we drew on the walls, the blackboard of our room. Everybody contributed something step by step in an idle way during the days of conversation and working about other things. We drew a picture of what we called a uranium bomb.
We are here to make a choice between the quick and the dead. That is our business.
It was astronomical. It was cosmic. The sense of power that we had working on these things was enormous.
He said, well, what do you think's going on? He said, well, I don't know exactly, but it's obviously the uranium project. You're doing something or other with the uranium energy. He said, yes, we are making bombs.
My navigator had me perfectly lined up with the target. When I touched down with my sight, I could clearly see the city of Hiroshima within my bomb sight.
Standing in front of the house, I saw a strange flash of light, even the brilliant morning sunshine. I felt danger.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
Certainly destroy enough of humanity so that only the greatest act of faith can persuade you that what's left will be human.
But we must remember that if the animal part of human nature is our foe, the thinking part is our friend.
We pray thee that the end of the war may come soon, and that once more we may know peace on earth. May the men who fly this night be kept safe in thy care, and may they be returned safely to us. We shall go forward trusting in thee, knowing that we are in thy care now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We'll be right back.
are you nodding now? London galaxy, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice suit is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is burning out.
Missile explodes near the ground, great quantities of earth and debris are sucked up into the fireball and carried by the prevailing winds before falling back to earth. This material is radioactive fallout. The particles look like grains of salt or sand. Fallout gives off invisible gamma rays like X-rays, and heavy exposure to it can cause serious radiation sickness, even death.
speak of peace because of the new face of war. Total war makes no sense in an age where great powers can maintain large and relatively invulnerable nuclear forces and refuse to surrender without resort to those forces. It makes no sense in an age where a single nuclear weapon contains almost 10 times the explosive force delivered by all the Allied air forces in the Second World War. It makes no sense in an age when the deadly poisons produced by a nuclear exchange would be carried by wind and water and soil and seed to the far corners of the globe and to generations yet unborn. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal.
Standing tough under stars and stripes, we can tell this dream's in sight. You've got to admit it at this point in time that it's clear. The future looks bright.
One day